you gotta have.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Can I hear myself? I can. That's wild. My guest of honor, would you like to say something quick? Just anything? Anything at all?
I'd love to say something.
I can hear you. That's wild.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear yourself?
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
Through the headphones? Really? Okay, I don't know if those ones are plugged in all the way. You can maybe just grab a different one if you like. But anyway, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Believe it or not, despite the fact that I'm an hour late, I'm actually on time for once, which is crazy because my card works. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know it's never worked for 7 or 8 seasons now. That's too long. And after getting berated by the police, I decided to do something about it. And I did! And it worked. And it is great. Anyway, this is a very special show to me because it's the first time I get to bring my brother into the studio. That was my brother on mic 4. Say something again, brother.
Hi, I'm his brother. I'm Dalton.
So true. So, yeah, we've been hanging. He's visiting Boston for a little bit. We just got back from the fireworks show, which was awesome. By the way, I think I've been kind of like hit or miss on fireworks shows for a while now, but definitely Dalton and I specifically have like kind of missed the opportunity to like totally engage one for like a while. Cause even like pre-COVID, we have like, Our dad has like a kettle corn business thing, and obviously 4th of July is a great summer event that I'm sure you've probably consumed kettle corn at once. That was us. You're welcome. No, but like, oh, little horn. You hear that?
I heard that.
Wild. Dalton's rides here. That wasn't a police car, just like a bad Boston driver. But yeah, so we didn't really get to see the actual like fireworks that often, or I guess like totally enjoy just like a 4th of July, so that was really nice. I liked it a lot. There was this really cool firework that like started as a circle and then filled in afterwards. Like it was like an outer ring and then the ring filled in all at once about like half a second later.
Yeah,
it was very cool. I liked that one a lot, and the one that kind of like strobed upward was cool. Like it
for sure.
Yeah filled like a meter. Parking meter. They don't really like fill, though. What's like a meter that fills upward?
A thermometer.
That's why they pay him the big bucks. They don't. So my brother coined the phrase, they don't call me that for nothing, I pay them. Right? That was you.
Yeah.
Like back in the day. Oh, wait, I forgot our like, wait, hold up. Give me a second. There we go. You can't hear it at all.
No.
That's so rough. Well, this is the Dragon Veil music playing in the background while we talk.
This is my choice.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, that's playing right now. Yeah, so I just made like a collaborative playlist with me and my brother. It's mostly stuff that my brother picked out and stuff that he's playing like for his buddies. Who are potentially listening right now.
And if they're not listening now, I will make them later.
So true, so true. Force them.
They will hear me.
Yeah. My voice will be heard. Also, just fantastic, again, not to be like mask or anti-mask kind of thing, but I'm so glad that we don't need to wear masks in the station anymore, because now I can sing with the mic off, lucky for you guys, but also just being able to talk into the mic without the mask is super nice. I guess we will start off with Everything by Snouse, so we can kind of get into the like mood of the show how it usually is, and then from then on we'll just play a bunch of music from Metal Gear Revengeance and Guilty Gear is the other one.
Guilty Gear.
Lots of gears. And then we've got even a guest song produced by one of Dalton's best friends.
He doesn't have a stage name, so we won't identify him.
At
but
all?
If you know, you know.
Can I say his initials?
His name is Isaias.
Okay, we'll get right into it, I guess. We've got some Mori Calliope, an artist Dalton and I both listen to because we're weeaboos. Snake Eater. We've got all the good stuff. Hug Me by Bish, which stands for, what is it? Brand. What?
Yeah, I don't think it was an abbreviation. That was something else.
No, it. Could've been. Oh, well.
I don't do my research.
Brand That's New Idol. SHIT.
The S word.
Okay, yeah, we'll get right into it. Here's Everything by Snouse, followed by Dead on Arrival by Morey Calliope. I think it's the best song on the album, even though I've only listened to 2 out of the, like, 9. Dalton thinks it's the worst that she's ever made. Dalton thinks Dalton actually hates her after this song came out.
Passionately. Can't go back.
Can't go forward, can't go back. That's a phrase. All right, here's Everything by Snouse. Goodbye, Dragonvale Music.
Let's back your life. Teshukchanai. Don't you know if humans get the urge to turn and twist the fates? There's room in Shigo, could I learn your place? The special days. Give it a bow. I can have the hazelmas with the wire you're waiting. Burning you in hell beneath the ice, I'm skating. You just made me, I'm dry flailing out of satay. Sweating up, wide awake, gotta raise the stakes. Got none to lose, the juice of cruise is no race. Boy, your rhymes down against Calimore's got a thing. Dish, deck, strain, red cards on the table, hardly sad, barely fable. You can bet the reaper's gold keeper's totally stable. Lady, some call it deadly romance. Call it a niche, they all get mass. Your soul is filling up my glass. Shook, shouldn't I? Now, it's time for the final draw. Heart rate skyrocketing, though. I can hear it from here, silly. What kind of hand do you possess, deadbeat? I bet it's shit. LMAO. So all in broke on cash, we want it for the purpose. I'm a time of day, got a shin in my day, I shin shimus. Hate life and death, part of the same pointless circus. Shook tonight. I'm on a roll, bitch.
Absolute banger of a song. I don't know if this is true, but I feel like Camellia like did the background producing on that. And I know that I've played a lot of Camellia on the show, perhaps much to many's chagrin, because it's mid, but it's I enjoy it. I think it's fun. Let me try this a little bit. Say something again.
Say something again. Hi.
Oh my God, bestie. Hi.
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 Where am I?
What?
Where am I?
Medford.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM?
That's the one.
Holy cow.
WMFO.
I've listened to this.
No way. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Listening now?
I'm listening to it right now.
What's happening now is happening now, sir. What happened to then? It just happened. When? Just now. That's from Spaceballs. I'm not that funny. Next up, we've got four songs from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
My favorite word in the dictionary.
Revengeance?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's right in between, what, revenge and revengeances. do you have anything you'd like to say about these songs?
For a long time at work in a factory where I work, these songs...
What kind of factory?
Washing machine factory.
Yeah, you guys,
pretty
you should
cool.
Thank him. Otherwise, you'd
Anytime
smell like
you
crap.
Clean your clothes, that's probably
that's
not me.
Literally
there's a lot of brands.
Well,
it could be.
Could be.
Wishful thinking. Yeah. Anyway, these
I
songs,
saw a Wausau paper thing like the other day.
Wow.
Yeah, like here.
Impressive.
Is that even the Wausau that's in Wisconsin though?
How would I know?
I don't know. You're from Wisconsin.
You grew up there.
What? No, I'm from Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
In my 10-hour shift of standing around playing with wires and screws, these are some of the songs that got me through my day, so it only seemed fitting for me to pick these for my playlist for my special appearance.
Wow. So formal. Say something funny.
No pressure. pressure. Say yeah. something funny, funny guy.
Safe dance monkey. yeah, so we'll do that. I also forgot to say real quick, the two songs that just played, what just played was Mori Calliope's Dead on Arrival from her Unalive album. And then the one before that was Everything by Snaus, which is spelled S-N-A-V-S. Just came out, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe just this week. Pretty good. Fun house track. But yeah, now we're going to get into some metal-ish music, mostly metal,
it's,
I'd say.
I'd say it's rather unique, but if you like metal, you'll like it.
Yeah,
if you don't like metal... good luck.
Rough, buddy, but also, like, why are you listening to the show? Because what I play is, like, objectively adjacent to metal. It's metal adjacent.
Really?
Wouldn't you say?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
You're the specialist.
I would say, like the stuff that Harrison plays, metal adjacent? Like, tear out?
It could be.
Like, the stuff that's just, like, guah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll get close to that.
With the Mongolian throat music that you so desperately want to play?
He won't let me.
I'm not gonna. I won't. We've plagued our mother enough with that. It was like Mother's Day, and we were going to Huhat, and so, which is like a Mongolian grill, and so naturally Dalton's like, okay, Mongolian music, and my mom was like terrified of it. She was like, can we not, please? This is scaring me, and Dalton was like, it's for the culture.
So, I had the playlist ready. I've listened to that at work, too. Everyone liked that one, actually.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How do they like Metal Gear Revengeance Rising Solid?
You know, it's pretty casual.
Casual? They're casually like, oh, yeah, this is good.
They don't mention it.
Oh.
But I felt the need I had to announce and justify Mongolian throat singing.
Oh, I see. Because I bashed it.
In case anyone didn't like it, you know, they could come tell me. But
like me?
All listeners.
No, I mean, it's all right.
They were happy.
They were happy? Maybe we'll play it. We'll see how much time we
have. It's nice to shake things up.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be 8-ish, 10-ish minutes of just songs back to back to back. I'll just let them play through, and then we can say what they were at the end.
Sure.
Sound good?
Would you like to announce what they were beforehand?
At the start? Yeah, I mean, we can start with what we're about to play. So we're going to play the Only Thing I Know for Real, Maniac Age Remix. Is that what it is called?
Probably Maniac Agenda.
Agenda. Remix. Yeah, I only... There's a dot, dot, dot.
There's a handful of versions of all of these. We might not announce that.
Yeah. And then A Stranger I Remain, Maniac Age Remix, The Stains of Time, Maniac Age Agenda. Darn.
He's the professional.
Yeah, and Red Sun, believe it or not, Maniac Agenda Mix. And all of these are on the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance Vocal Tracks Selection Konami album, in case you are interested. And then we can say the original artists after playing them, I think, once I log them.
That'll be good.
Here is the first one, Only Thing I Know for Real. That was hype. Just throwing that one out there while the next one comes in.
We'll be right back.
Zooey Mama. No. Okay.
All that power gone in an instant.
Wow. Thank you, Dalton,
that
for some
was wildly fulfilling. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that was the most energy I've seen in Dalton since like he was 8. Like at all. I don't think I've seen you pop off that much.
I don't really let it out.
Yeah, he doesn't,
You're
but he did.
Safe space.
I'm the safe space. And that camera. He did the idol pose. Yeah, so what we just listened to, we'll get the names out of the way while they're fresh in your head. What just played was Red Sun by Jason Miller, and then we had The Stains of Time by Kit Walters, A Stranger I Remain by Free Dominguez? Dominguez?
Hard to say.
Sure. And The Only Thing I Know for Real by Tyson Yen. All of these remixed, or I guess mixed, by Maniac Agenda, and from the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance game, which, if I may real quick, is a game where you have a sword that can cut through, like, anything.
Anything.
And, like, the way that they programmed it is pretty sick, because, like, you're, the way you cut the things actually, you know, shatters them in that way. So you can just, like, you know, cut a car into, like, 100 million different pieces, much like that ship game. Which I forget what it's called at this moment. But in any case, obviously this music goes great to just, like, you know, slashing the ever-loving crap out of something. Humu. Dalton, do you have anything you'd like to say about those tracks? Anything else? Anything in particular? You seem to know them quite well.
Oh, I've listened to them. You know, the whole soundtrack is about an hour and a half, that album.
Yeah.
And that's because they play the instrumentals after the vocal tracks. So you can get the music down, and then you can get the words down if you listen to it on repeat. I have 2 hours between breaks, so I hear it more than once per break. Or per
work session.
And then 5 of those. I listen to it quite a bit.
I see.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
For like
it seemed
2 months.
Like it. Like, yeah, yeah, I was going to say, because he was like throwing it like back in his chair, like pushing. Oh, you hear that? That was the chair. He was going back and, like, screaming it. I got a little bit on video. I'm very happy.
You can't hear a lot of these songs on certain kinds of speakers. There's different things that you need different speakers for, but the ones in here got all of it, and it was incredibly satisfying to hear the songs as they were meant to
be. As they were meant to be played, yeah.
Without, like, breaking the speakers you can have at home.
Yeah, for you gearheads out there, I guess not gearheads, but you audiophiles out there, these are JBL Studio Monitor 4412A speakers, which are pretty good. They're pretty decent. I think that this... There's a lot of work that goes in on the background where they put, like, they throw limiters and stuff on them so that, you know, DJs who don't know what they're doing don't, like, blow the speakers. Or, you know, two DJs that know exactly what they're doing playing a Fire Force sample don't blow the speakers. But, yeah, so I'm sure they can probably really get cranking, but this was a good experience. I like that a lot. And also, shout out to Edward, longtime listener, biggest fan, aside from the parents, even though it's debatable because, I mean, he probably listens more than my parents do at this point.
He writes in more.
To future Edward, who is currently at the gym, I hope that music helped a lot. That should do it. That's like, you're going to move up like 20 pounds on everything.
I went from 5 to... You know,
well,
25.
We're at 5. My brother, I can say that he's like much stronger than I am. So why were you at 5?
To make a joke, as requested. It's a callback.
That was you trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, funny guy.
Funny guy.
No, I mean, I went to the gym the other day, and I go with Alex Cape Overland. He's been on the show, and I was like, I keep up with him, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is good. And then I went with Ryan, my other housemate. And he is, like, he lifts, like, a lot more than I do. He does more than I do on everything. He's bigger, stronger,
imagine
taller,
that.
Faster, more handsome. Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe I can move up a little bit. And I, like, moved up for some reason, like, 15 pounds on something and almost, like, blacked out. Because I was, like, losing it. I was like, oh, I can get, like, these 10 reps. And then I went in for another 10 reps and I was like, oh, I should stop because I can't see anything. So... Don't go up by 15. It's a small PSA before the real PSA. Go up by like 2.5. easier way into your PRs. Don't go do anything crazy, even if the music inspires you to do so. But on that note, on the note of Edward as well, who compiled these for us.
He made the PSAs?
He collected all of them.
Should I read the title?
Yeah. You don't have to read No Kill, but read everything else.
Yes Kill? I handpicked this PSA from the whole binder after not reading through many pages. But why not cover your computer camera? Because if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is something I do with a piece of opaque tape. I actually use two. But this is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, this is educational radio. That's why we're playing Metal Gear Revenge.
And now you know about it. You've learned. You've been educated.
Yeah, I will say I don't cover my webcams, I don't think, on my laptops. Mostly because, like, I'm never up to anything that they can watch me. I don't care. But I will say that it is, like, surprisingly easy to get into a webcam as, like, a CS person who took a security course. There's just, like, a browser that lets you, like, find open webcams. So, like, it's not difficult to do. So cover that crap up. Censored myself. You're welcome, FCC. I always forget if it's FCC or FDA, and FDA is, like, very obviously, like, the people who say you can't take 7 Flintstone gummies at one time, whereas the FCC...
Them?
Yeah. Those are the darn fools.
Don't like that.
I almost used the BAS word, but it would have been so fitting. Oh, you're good. Don't worry about it. Anyway, now we've reached the part of the show where I have no idea what I'm doing. We could play Holy, if you would like to, or we could play the Guilty Gear songs. Keep on track. What are you thinking?
Could we fit My Friend in the middle here?
Right now?
Right now, and then we can get back to music.
Right now. All right, should I play it? Let's see. What's the best way to do this? I'm going to filibuster for a second here. While I figure out if it's better to play it off of my email or off of my Discord. Probably email.
That's what I would wager.
That's what you would wager? I just downloaded it. Now it's going to ask me what I want to open it with. I'm going to say movies and TV, I guess, because it's like a movie, technically. Wow. Okay.
this is something.
This is perhaps one of the greatest pieces of art you'll ever listen to. I am going to log it, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Does it have a title other than Isaias Wrote a Song?
No.
No? Is that it? Or is it Know What I'm Saying?
I would call it Know What I'm Saying.
Know What I'm Saying?
We can name it for him if he didn't name it that.
Okay. Do you want to talk about this at all?
I have a small group of friends from high school.
Very small.
We have a
He has
very
almost
small
no
school.
Friends. Okay, sorry.
I have one less now.
Yeah. It's me.
We get up to a lot of stuff that is, you know, random things that any group of guys our age would do getting out of high school. We have a lot of inside jokes that you won't catch, but you'll enjoy. I'd say this man who made this song would be your favorite person. He is everyone's favorite person.
He is.
And I think that'll show through the song. Even if you don't know what's going on, it's pretty similar
you
to
won't know
being around.
What's going on.
And if you've ever taken Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace class online, you may recognize one of the samples in this song.
And if that doesn't speak to the quality of it, I don't know what will.
That's the highlight.
Do we have any idea? Oh, Band Lab. He made this in Band Lab. So shout out to Band Lab for sponsoring our show. I guess we'll just get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Fire it up.
Okay, here is Know What I'm Saying by Isaias Gutierrez Cujat. Right?
Could be.
Could be?
Could be.
Okay.
Where are you? So, pick up the thing you just threw.
Wait, so who's that? 99.992. Oh!
They were all the hands that I grew. Never stood an hour. I was trying to find ways to touch a feet. Never touched a new one because they watch hentai. Bro, only Mr. Garber would get mad when I say, yeah, I want one though.
Get so mad. He poked the bear.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Imagine nominating the KOD and going to school for homecoming king 3 times.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, everyone gotta admit, all the girls like Micah. She, like, everyone can tell that, hands down. It was so obvious, like, but.
That was okay. Well, Edward is currently working out. You win some, you lose some. But yeah, I love that song. I don't know what they're saying for most of it.
We don't at all. Even I don't.
Although we did hear the line about all the girls like Micah Sheets.
It's true.
It's true. So obvious. such a good
he did that
abomination.
On his own. We didn't prompt him to do that. He came with it.
Oh. Like, this wasn't even in a discussion. He was just like, guys, look what I got up to this weekend.
Pretty much.
I love Isaiah so much. He's so cool.
I hope we can get him in here one day.
One day?
He'll have more music.
Bring him to Boston?
I'd do it.
Do you think you can?
Yeah, we can make that work.
Yeah?
One of us works at the airport. We could get standby.
Who?
Isaac.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. How come you didn't, you know?
A lot of stress.
Okay, fair enough.
We want to plan this, make it work.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, it's not your $300.
I thought it was.
No. Okay. Well,
family issues.
Family issues, a.k.a. Dalton's financial issues, because he didn't tell me his friend could let him fly for free, even though it's stressful and not always working.
It's always worked out for us. We have stories getting free.
Yeah,
flights,
yeah. Brother? I've only spent 14 hours in O'Hare Airport once. Shout out, Pops! No, okay. No. That's our little funny joke now.
Funny joke. No.
To Pops, if you're listening, that was a surreal experience. I bought a Shamrock Shake. It was $7. But it hit. It was so good. The fries didn't, but other than that brief interlude, Dalton's cringing so hard. He's like, oh no. What do you want to play next, brother? This show's yours at this point, man.
This show's mine?
Yeah. Except for Mongolian throat music. Oh, should I put Dragon Veil back on while we're talking? It's too late now.
I think we'll be done momentarily.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, let's start with the next Maury Calliope song.
Wow. Holy something.
Holy. I think we can't say the translation.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
common holy expression.
Oh. If holy cow. I was going to say sheep, and then I realized that that sounds like almost identical to like what it usually is. Holy cow by okay, no. Here is holy something by Maury Calliope. Your two favorite men. What do you want to do next? I feel like I'm stopping it like way too often to be like, what do you want to do next? But hey, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we had a moment to think about it.
Yeah.
I'd say we could knock out a few of the Guilty Gear songs now.
A few of the Guilty Gear songs
we
now.
We have three. We'll probably play two.
We have three. We'll probably play two. Okay. I'll probably take us out with Save Yourself by 1OK Rock, song that just came out. So we can do the two Guilty Gear songs and then fade into that, or is there anything else you want to, like, you really want to play on air, play in the speakers?
Not a full song. No full songs left.
No full songs left. Do you want to get your, like, Ariba in?
Yeah.
All right,
let's hit it with that.
Well, okay, this is also for the culture, for the clout. Dalton needs this or else all his street cred is gone. All that's left, that is.
Live like that.
Yeah. He'd die. It's like the first lyric, right?
Yeah.
So we can just, like, play it for a bit, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll be, like, back in, like, 8 seconds. I'm not even gonna log this song.
Arriba!
That was all.
For reference, that was Womp City by Urban Tie.
Womp, W-H-O-M-P, not W H-O-M-P, but from Mario. Same spelling, I think. Oh, I didn't realize that until I said it. Yeah. All right. Anything else? You want to play It's No Thing Being Poor?
I would love to hear it.
You'd love to hear it. This is the beginning of If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof. Let's go.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? Oh, dear Lord. You made...
Dalton's losing his crap right now. Dalton listens to like the first 0.5 seconds of that song like on repeat. That's just like the voices in his head.
I played my friends in a 3-hour car ride with that.
They're still his friends. They're still his friends. He must be cool.
They're incredible people.
No, you.
My favorite people.
Incredible.
I'm part of the crowd.
It's you. Bestie.
I'm glad you live here.
There it is. Funny guy. Okay. I'm gonna cry now. Yeah, anything else quick? Wanna crank those out? Otherwise, do you have a specific Guilty Gear song that you'd like to play?
I took off one of them, so there are two left. Either one would be great.
Okay. We've got time for both, I think. I don't think there's a show after us, so maybe we can go just a little over.
That's your responsibility.
Okay, sounds good. We'll start with Disaster.
Awesome.
Because that one is great.
That one has some energy.
I really like this song, actually. I just found it today when Dalton was like playing.
Spunky. To quote nobody.
Oh. Nobody's. Actually, no one in the world has said spunky in about like 2 years. So.
It's in my vocabulary.
Really? You haven't said it all trip.
Vocabulary spunky. Yeah.
That's kind of spunky.
You got to bring it up when it's, spunked up.
Fully spunked.
Otherwise, it loses its spunk.
Yeah. Very fair. So this is The Disaster of Passion by A-I-S-H-A. Aisha? Aisha? Aisha. And Arc System Works from Guilty Gear Strive, the original soundtrack. Here it is.
Before the sun sleeps.
These songs go so hard. Like, I'm like considering buying Guilty Gear now just to like play them and hear this.
That's why I'm gonna do it. I think it's on sale, summer sale.
My man, Guilty Gear when we get home?
I guess so.
No, I mean, no, we have to watch ReZero.
I'd love to. We could do both.
We could do both at the same time.
Well, you're that a sleepy hard. Boy.
I'm a sleepy little man. Oh, real quick, before the end of the hour, real quick. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Wow.
Thanks.
Cutting it close.
That was pretty close. The show's about to end, technically, like the hour, but I do really want to play the new 1OK Rock song because it